time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we go immediately to the high Himalayas. Very difficult conditions, but two armies arrayed against each other. The People's Republic of China at the line of actual control and the Republic of India's army still stationed there after 2 years of on-again, off-again threats from the PRC. We welcome Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who has been our guide in this particular contest for 2 years. And Cleo, the puzzle here is why now? Was it coincidence? Was it just an opportunity for two young forces to bash at each other? Or does this present contest serve some purpose in Delhi or Beijing? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So to be clear, this was completely instigated by Beijing. So and India defended itself from an attack. There are multiple reasons being bandied about for why now. First of all, on December 1st, India assumed the presidency, the chairmanship of the G20. And so there'll be a whole series of meetings, a couple hundred meetings across India over the next year related to the G20. And India is trying to position itself as an alternative economic and political model in parts of the world where they don't like China and there's concern over what's happening with the U.S. So it's a very important year for India. And one of the things that they're going to be doing is holding meetings in Arunachal Pradesh. This attack happened in this Indian state that China claims. And it claims it in part as part of Greater Tibet. Tibetans consider this particular area of Arunachal Pradesh, Tawang, to be Tibet, to be Tibetan, culturally and religiously. And that religious component is very important because there are rumors that when the Dalai Lama finds his successor, and he can find his successor while he is still alive, they can be concurrent. They don't have to be consecutive. He may find him or her in Tawang, which would have enormous religious implications because he would be the successor. He or she would have been born in what Tibetans consider to be sacred Tibetan land, even though it's not part of China. So this is a huge threat to China's plans to hijack succession in the line of the Dalai Lama. It's one of the reasons why they're so focused on trying to take back that part of the country. So there's a G20 thing. There's the Tibetan succession. There are domestic issues in China, obviously, which would be nice to distract from. And also, I think they think they have Beijing thinks it has a window because Western leaders have been so kind to Xi. You know, we saw President Biden trotting across the stage to go and meet him. The Germans seem to be very happy to kiss and make up and whatnot. And so I think they have the latitude to pull off this sort of thing. And you can see from the statements coming out of Washington, they're equating it. They're sort of saying, we hope that these two countries work it out together. They're not saying this was an act of Chinese aggression that needs to stop immediately.
Gordon, you have a question for Cleo.
Cleo, you mentioned this was a Chinese attack. How did the Chinese forces do?
They did not. So the only sources we have are the Indian sources. So according to the Indian sources, they didn't do well. The Chinese massed on their side of the border They thought they would have, this is according to Indian sources, about 300 PLA versus about 50 Indians. But the Indians had been using thermal imaging that the Chinese were trying to gather under the fog, but the Indians were tracking this buildup of forces and had put in place a quick reaction team to back up the troops. So the PLA, according to these reports, thought it was attacking sort of Indian regulars, about 50 of them, but they got much, much more than they bargained for. And the Indian side is saying that the Chinese were left running. And in fact, there may have been some very serious casualties and even death, but that has yet to be confirmed.
At the end of last week, and then again within these last hours, the foreign minister of Pakistan has gone out of his way to the media to insult Prime Minister Modi, calling him the butcher of Gujarat. Why, Cleo? Is this connected to the Himalayas? Does China have the power to reach into Islamabad and turn on a bad speaker?
Sure, it does. And it's also kind of popular domestically. Pakistan's economy is doesn't exist, as a complete disaster. And so, you know, if you're a reasonable person in Pakistan who just wants a kind of normal, calm life and education for your kids and a prospect of a job, you look across the border to India and the and comparative population seem to be doing much better. So you need to try to whip up this this narrative, this false narrative that, it's even worse in India and, India is killing all its Muslims and, and aren't you better off being here in this state where we take care of you and all that sort of stuff? Because it's sort of like a China and Taiwan situation where if you've got this relatively successful multicultural country right next door where Muslim can be the president of the country, and yes, there are problems. Obviously, there are problems. It's a country of 1.4 billion people, and there are problems in all of across the entire society, obviously, but they are trying to make it better. But just that comparison where Indian Muslims are movie stars and doctors and presidents and members of parliament, and it's so obviously not the narrative that's being pushed out of Pakistan. That you just need to try to almost create that elements of that narrative, keep going back to it to try to create that division and foster that division, which is, of course, something that the Chinese love and will fuel it through whatever social media warfare they can muster.
Gordon, you have a question.
Cleo, in the past, you've talked about how there could be problems in Kashmir between Pakistan and India. Has that gone up or gone down in terms of probability of conflict?
There's been some very serious attacks on Hindus in Kashmir. When the U.S. left Afghanistan in the way that it left Afghanistan, it left behind a lot of weapons, billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons that went into the hands of quite bluntly terrorists, who have as their target, the United States, but very, very high up on that target list is India. And some of that's made its way into Kashmir, into the hands of people who want to, again, try to create those social divisions in order to promote their own narrative, which is that Muslims are only safe in a Muslim country. So that's there have been some pretty horrific murders in Kashmir over the last year. And there's been pushback from the Indian government. And one of them is just to try to build up the economic viability of Kashmir so that the youth of the state see more future for themselves as part of a growing and dynamic India and aren't attracted by these quite vicious narratives that are, again, being promoted not just by Pakistan, but by any elements hostile to India, which includes, of course, China.
Cleo, we just have less than a minute. This looks like China got a bloody nose. Is that accurate, or have they got another version of the world? 30 seconds.
Yeah, according to the Indian side, that's exactly what happened. And the reports are that the PLA actually brought drones with them to film what they thought would be this glorious conquest. But we haven't seen any of that footage. So I guess that means, if that's all accurate, that the Chinese don't think they did that well either.
Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies commenting on what we know so far in these extremely difficult conditions, the high Himalayas at wintertime, between two powerful entities, the Chinese army, the PLA, and the Indian army, and this time, India 1, China 0. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo. Terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
What does Zyn really give you? Not just smoke-free nicotine satisfaction, but also real freedom to do more of what you love, when and where you want to do it. Why bring Zyn along for the ride? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up all the possibilities of right now. With Zyn, you don't just find freedom, you keep finding it. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.